This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're honoring our veterans and war heroes and those who have served this week, this month, this year, I think we should be honoring them all year long. Thank you again from the bottoms of our heart. I mean, we are the home of the free because of the brave, and I can't thank you enough for all your sacrifice. A lot of news to talk about. We got a lot of news. We got the Ebola death toll rising. We'll tell you more about the latest. We have the lava flow in Hawaii already hitting the Hawaii geothermal plant. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, they're hitting the Hawaii plant as opposed to another state. That would be really scary if the Hawaii lava flow from the volcano hit, like, let's say, Kentucky. We got CBD oil back in the news. Unfortunately, there's some fake CBD oil we need to warn you guys about. And speaking of fake, there's a doctor, I guess, claiming that there's an Ebola cure that has to do with sound waves. Not sure what the heck is going on with that. Some of you want the next superfood, and you don't care where you'll get it from, even if it's from your garage. Hence, cockroach milk has been now on the tip of people's tongues. We'll talk about why this cockroach milk, there's actually a cockroach that makes milk. Yeah. Makes babies, makes milk. Yeah. People want to drink this stuff. We'll talk about that. Some of you ladies out there, right, will see a guy in a flashy car and be like, mm-hmm. Looks like the majority of the people are like, uh-uh. We'll tell you why. And, of course, because I saw Deadpool and the Solo movie over the weekend, I get to give you guys my reviews. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I want to tell you guys about this. There's a California doctor who may lose his license because he is claiming that sound waves cure Ebola. Now, as you guys know, Ebola is a hemorrhagic fever. It is a very, very scary virus. It kills very quickly, spread by bodily fluids, killed 11,300 people in the 2014 to 2016 outbreak. I believe the death toll has already risen to 12. And here we have a doctor out of California, Stanford-educated doctor, is at risk of having his medical license revoked because he sold MP3 files as cures for diseases online. He said these sound files could treat a wide range of ailments, headaches, anxiety, but also malaria and Ebola. Dr. Bill Gray sells his so-called e-remedies at $5 a pop on his website, MD in Your Hand. And he brands these as homeopathy, although homeopathy is a much credited art. Homeopathy is something that should not be at all put into this sort of chicanery, if I'm using that word right. Homeopathy is an art. It's a medicine. It has proven benefits. And for him to even compare it to homeopathy is insulting homeopathy and alternative medicine. So, where did he get this from? Well, I guess he's into sound waves. And he thinks that, I guess, when something is in a solution, they say water molecules form shells around the individual's ions and molecules of the original substance. This is how it is kept in solution. And vigorous pounding breaks these water molecule shells into small nanometer-sized clusters. When they are diluted by serial dilution, their size increases. And he says the more the solution is pounded and diluted, the more these clusters are created. And these clusters carry the same energy as original substance because that's how the clusters are formed in the first place. So he converts these nanoclusters into sound waves. Yeah, I'm just as lost as you all are. This Dr. Gray says the important principle is that these nanoclusters are radiating energy. This is detectable in a coil, then amplified, and then digitized into MP3 files, the same format as music. Now, you can get the Dr. Dahlia Show on an MP3 file, and you all know my voice. I mean, it's pounding. It's resonating. Some of you guys are in your car, and you open up the windows because you don't want them to break, especially when I go, you know, and I have my eyes shrill the sound, right? Because I get so excited about something. So, I mean, if you guys need sound waves, you're getting them already when you listen to the show. I don't see why you have to buy his MP3. You get my show for free. It makes no sense. But I would never say that my voice would cure anybody from Ebola. I don't know what my voice would cure anybody of. Anyway, so they say a dose of actual medication that works might take the form of a 50-milligram pill that you swallow. A dose of e-remedy involves listening to a hissing sound for 13 seconds. And then the e-remedy brings rapid relief of the acute condition. Now, the problem is there may be somebody out there that goes, oh, yeah, he made my headaches go away. I listened to the and my headache went away. He's right. It cures. Okay. Well, maybe this stupid hissing sound makes your headache go away, but if we're talking about Ebola, really? Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, nobody's that stupid to buy that. Well, no. Yes. There are some people out there that stupid. Absolutely. And it's the government's job to protect the stupid. We protect the weak. We protect the poor. We protect the hungry. And we have to protect the stupid. And so if there is somebody who may be duped into buying a e-file to cure themselves from Ebola, it's our job to protect them. Oh, it does help with menstrual pain. I am dying to try that one. That would be great. Typhoid, SARS, malaria, cholera, swine flu. I don't know what to tell you guys. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we get back, how did the Han Solo flick do? Not so good at the box office as expected, but it was a pretty damn good movie. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And big thanks to our veterans and all who serve this country and their families. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of you guys are going to go to the movie theater, and you'll go to see Han Solo. Or the Solo story, the Star Wars story. Or you may go and see Deadpool. Before I go into my reviews, without giving you any spoilers, trust me, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, I have to talk about something and prepare you guys for it. So I'm watching the previews before Deadpool. And my husband and I are sitting there. And some of these movies coming out just look dumb. And I'm sitting there. And then another preview comes up, and you start to see Muppets. Kind of like Sesame Street characters. And I turn to my husband, and I go, I'm getting sick of these previews. I mean, there were just so many previews, and I really didn't want to see another Muppet movie. Now, growing up with Sesame Street, I love Sesame Street. I hated the Muppets. Well, I did like the doctor or the lab guy, the Swedish lab guy, or Beaker. I liked Beaker, but that was about it with the whole Muppets. So when there was a Muppet movie, I couldn't stand it. So I'm in my chair getting ready to see this preview of Muppets. And it's called The Happy Time Murders. And lo and behold, it shocks you. It wasn't rated R. It was basically rated X. We're talking about a preview. And it's called The Happy Time Murders with Melissa McCarthy. And it has a cast of Jim Henson Muppets. The Jim Henson Company, I guess, is behind this. And it follows the story of two detectives, McCarthy, and a Muppet played by Bill Beretta. And they investigate a series of murders in the seedy underbelly of L.A. But the trailer, right, features these Muppets drinking alcohol, swearing, using drugs, and then a very graphic sex scene in the trailer. And their tagline was, "No sesame, all street." So I tell my husband later, I go, "Whoa, how could Sesame Street allow that? I mean, I have never, you know, I get that Disney is now taking over the whole, you know, Star Wars franchise, but how could Sesame Street allow that?" And my husband's like, "Well, maybe Sesame Street is dying and they don't mind because they get money or whatever." Well, no, actually, Sesame Street is suing. They are suing. I don't know if it's Luis or if it's Maria or Mr. Hooper, but somebody is suing. They say the tagline may confuse viewers and lead them to think that the film is associated with their wholesome children's television program. Well, wholesome, now it's liberal, but that's a whole other story. They do not want to shut down the movie, but STX Entertainment's misuse of the Sesame Street name is tarnishing the reputation, so the lawsuit is calling for punitive damages and a jury trial. Why do they want a jury trial? My guess is that one scene with the... If any of you guys have seen the trailer, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's bad. It is bad. In a statement, STX Entertainment said it was disappointed that Sesame Street did not share in the fun, but it was confident in its legal position. Now, I don't really get why they would go that far. Maybe it's because they knew people like us would be talking about that. But Lisa Henson did apologize, saying she and her brother were powerless to stop STX from marketing the film as it wished. They said this Happy Time concept is in an original world where all kinds of puppets live alongside humans. And they're kind of doing a Roger Rabbit type of thing. So I just, you know, if your kids want to see the next Muppet movie, can I just say please no. Don't go there. Please don't go there. All right, now. Star Wars, Solo. They say that the Solo, a Star Wars story, had an abysmal launch over the weekend. Why? Because they made $103 million domestically. Really? Who's crying? You guys are crying over that? They said it bombed overseas with $65 million. And we predicted there would be some problems. We predicted because, you know, when I saw the trailer for the Solo movie, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to fall in love with this kid. You know, I mean, we fell in love with Harrison Ford. We know he's supposed to be no Harrison Ford, but you still have to love the character. That was also the same problem with the newer set of Star Wars. Star Wars 1. The little Anakin kid, you couldn't like. You didn't really give a damn about, you know? And when you don't care about the characters, that's a problem. So, over Memorial Day weekend, they didn't make as much money as they wanted to. Now, Rogue One debuted at $155 million domestically. So, this is a rare loss for Disney. It's also forcing the studio to re-examine its strategy for the iconic Star Wars franchise. Are they making too many movies? Are they really starting to blow it? Now, I personally like the Solo movie. I thought it was a very good movie. Now, was it Star Wars quality? No. No, it wasn't. But it was a good movie. It was entertaining. It had the girl from Game of Thrones, Emilia Clarke, who looks better blonde, you know, but she did okay. The guy that plays Vision in Avengers, he was the bad guy in the movie. So, it was a good movie. It was entertaining. It had Woody Harrelson in it. But, I think we're starting to see audience fatigue. And to take on Han Solo, they really had to, I forget what his name is. I apologize. Alden Ehrenreich. I mean, nice kid, but didn't sway you. So I would still see it because it looks like they are going to do a solo series where after this next movie, there'll probably be more solo films. But, they're starting to do too much. Now, people expected Deadpool 2 to not do well. Oh, no. Deadpool 2 had a very, very robust opening weekend. And for those of you guys that like stupid funny and a complete, birdie to the whole, franchise system of the whole Marvel thing, which is kind of what he does. He gives them the bird. It was very, very well done. Be prepared for little surprises. Like Thanos in the Avenger Infinity War ended up being Cable, the bad guy in this movie. And I guess Brad Pitt was supposed to play Cable and they didn't. But they gave a lot of little cameos. I guess Brad Pitt is in it. I'm not going to tell you where. And although I wish I knew ahead of time, I think they also had Matt Damon. Matt Damon, I guess, had a scene. I really don't remember. I know where. All right, I can't say. But, Deadpool 2, what I like about Deadpool 2 is it makes fun of the whole franchise thing. You know, they made a big deal about X-Men, saying it's outdated. They should call it X-Women or X-People or whatever. And, yeah, there might have been a little bit of politics in there, but it was, I don't know. I let me just say something on that. As a woman, you guys do not have to change the name X-Men for me. You don't. Okay, the one thing I have learned throughout grammar is plural is always male. In Spanish, it's the same thing. Los padres. Los padres is my parents. Yeah, but mama's a woman. Well, it's okay. I don't care. You do not have to feminize everything to appeal to me as a woman. And so my only issue I have with Deadpool, and I thought Ryan Reynolds did a great job, is making such a big deal about X-Men. Don't start calling it X-People or X-Force or whatever. I like the idea that it's X-Men. That's fine. All right? Things have masculine delineations when it's plural. You know, and it's interesting because I was teaching a Spanish class. And we were talking about, male, female, in terms of the noun. And, we were talking about how they aren't as politically correct in Mexico as in other countries as they are in America. And it is perfectly fine to say los abuelos for my grandparents, los hermanos for my brothers and sisters, los niños for the children. I mean, X-Men, I'm really fascinated, but also a little fearful of how we're changing our whole vernacular, and then we're going to have to change it back when they do away with the whole boy, girl, men, women connotations. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes as subtropical storm Alberto approaches the Florida Panhandle. The storm has caused a state of emergency to be declared in Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. It is maintaining its strength as it is heading towards the Gulf Coast. The Florida Division of Emergency Management said in a statement yesterday that a mandatory evacuation has been issued in Franklin County, which is in the Florida Panhandle. Evacuations affecting about 4,200 homes. This is early. Hurricane season doesn't start until June 1. But here we are. You know, unfortunately, when it comes to storms, they don't really give a damn about calendars. And boy, have we had a lot of shifts with our weather patterns. This is the first named storm of the year. Alberto gained an early jump in the 2018 hurricane season, according to Daily Mail, and is expected to make landfall sometime later today on the northern Gulf Coast, with some saying that it could bring between 4 and 12 inches of rain in some areas, as well as a few tornadoes. It has hurtled through the Caribbean Sea, threatening to bring heavy rainfall, mudslides, flash floods to parts of Mexico, Cuba, Florida, and the U.S. Gulf Coast. Showers are already lashing out. So we will keep you guys posted with this. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said that on Monday, Alberta was maintaining its strength as it approached the panhandle. It's a subtropical storm, so its winds are at about 65 miles per hour. So nothing of hurricane strength, but it still is named storm. And even though we already have the names of the storms, we've gone through those names of the storms, and we predicted what would be bad and what wouldn't. I think I was concerned about Alberta. Hopefully this doesn't gain hurricane strength, and we don't believe it'll do. However, there could be life-threatening surf conditions as well as tornadoes, so not good. Now, Ellicott City, many of you guys have seen the flash floods in Maryland. You saw cars floating down the main street. This is some scary stuff, and right now they are looking for a gentleman who is missing. Apparently, this community, I guess, had a devastating flood a couple years ago that killed two people and caused millions of dollars damages. So the missing man is identified as Edison Herman, 39 years old. We believe that he is a veteran trying to help others in the flood. Kenneth Joseph, a close friend, told CBS News that he was trying to help a woman locate her pet. But while trying to assist her, he was washed away on Main Street. So they're now making every effort to locate him. Unfortunately, these floodwaters can drown you very, very quickly. The floodwaters have started to recede. And now, right now, they are trying to assess the destruction. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. It's Ellicott City is set along the west bank of Maryland's Patapsco River. It's about 13 miles west of Baltimore. Back in July 2016, Ellicott City received 6.6 inches of rain over a 2 to 3 hour period. On Sunday, the community received nearly 8 inches of rain over 6 hours. But most of it fell during an intense 3 hour period. So when you get these fast rains with a lot of water at one point, that's when you get the flash flood. It'd be nice if there could be, you know, a little bit more, you know, consistency or uniformity to it, but no, it doesn't happen that way. Now you see people hanging white flags and SOS signs and things like that so they can be safe from the flooding. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized with fatigue and low blood pressure. Why? After, quote, partying too hard. That's according to an email sent out by Chief of Staff. I doubt he was partying the way you think. Apparently he was with the American Legion, showing respect and pride and love for our troops. And he had, unfortunately, experienced low blood pressure and fatigue. He will likely remain in the hospital for a few days. The former president is awake and alert and not in any discomfort. Now, of course, family is, you know, concerned, and he's, I would say, guarded in terms of prognosis because his wife had died in April at the age of 92. They have been married for 73 years, have 6 children. As you know, his eldest son, George W. Bush, went on to be president. So George Bush Sr. is unfortunately in a very delicate state. And when I hear low blood pressure and fatigue, I think that either A, his blood pressure, he might be on blood pressure medicine and it may be a little bit too much, and he's having these fluctuations, so it has to be adjusted. Or B, he's having some issues maintaining his cardiac output. And when you don't have good cardiac output, you aren't producing enough pressure for the blood to go throughout the body. And unfortunately, you could faint. And so what we do, whenever you do have low blood pressure, is one is we stop any blood pressure medication that you could be on that's continuing to lower it. Monitor your blood pressure closely because we don't want you to fluctuate high and stroke. If you need fluids, we're going to give you fluids. We may give pressors to help increase your vascular resistance and help maintain good blood flow. And, of course, we're going to evaluate the heart, make sure that the heart is pumping properly. So him being in his 90s, he's a trooper. But, unfortunately, very, very scary time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And we're still watching what's going on in Hawaii. Lava from Hawaii's erupting Kilauea volcano has now covered a potentially explosive well at a geothermal power station and threatened another after lava flew was flowing onto the site. The Hawaii Civil Defense Agency says the wells are stable and secure, and Hawaii Governor David Ige said that the plant was sufficiently safe from the lava that has plowed through the backyards and streets and burned dozens of homes and Leilani Estates, etc. But lava has never engulfed a geothermal plant anywhere in the world, and so the potential threat has been untested. So if any of you guys watch as many action movies as I do, every time a government agency says, oh, we're good, don't worry, we're good, that's when the bad thing, well, the music changes, right? Then the music's like, and you're like, wait a second, it's supposed to hold, it's supposed to hold, and all of a sudden it doesn't hold, like, wait, and everybody runs. Just like the Titanic. I saw the Titanic movie. No, it's unsinkable. No, it's not. And you're like, no, it's going to hold. Even though you know the whole Titanic story, you're like, it's going to hold, it's going to hold, it doesn't hold. So, local residents fear an explosive emission of deadly hydrogen sulfide and other gases should wells be ruptured. Keep in mind, there's already sulfur dioxide and hydrochloric acid being spewed into the air. Sulfur dioxide from the emissions coming from the volcano and hydrochloric acid coming from the lava meeting with the ocean. I would not breathe anywhere around this area. They say the molten rock was expected to continue to flow across the Puna Geothermal Venture facility, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Now, this volcano has been in eruption since May 3rd, so we're almost going on a month. Authorities did shut down the plant, so don't worry, there's not people sitting around there. They did remove 60,000 gallons of flammable liquid. They did deactivate wells that tap into steam and gas deep into Earth's core. They say magma was drained from the summit lava lake and flowed around 25 miles east underground. It burst out of about two dozen giant cracks or fissures near the plant. And this plant is actually Israeli-owned, they say, according to Reuters. It's a 38-megawatt plant, 1.21 gigawatts. Nope, it's a megawatt plant, and it provides 25% of the electricity on the Big Island. So it's very easy for a volcano to mess with the electricity. Operator Ornat Technologies said that there was no above-ground damage to the plant, but would have to wait until the situation stabilized to assess the impact of earthquakes and subterranean lava flows on the wells, meaning this has not been tested. They say over the weekend there were more than 250 earthquakes at Kilauea Summit, four explosions on Saturday, sending ash as high as 12,000 to 15,000 feet. The winds are expected to shift Monday and Tuesday, so higher concentrations of ash and volcanic smog will spread now to more populated areas. We got the Marine Corps, the National Guard, helicopters on standby for air evacuations, and residents of many sections of Leilani Estates have been ordered to evacuate. But there's still people still living there. So, a scary time. We pray for people in Hawaii. This is not easy by any means, not fun, and it's frightening. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speaks speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thanking our veterans, their families, and all who have served to make this country as free and safe as it is. Thank you for all your dedication and your sacrifice. So we got the first game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And what's very, very interesting is you guys have known me now for many years. I never talk hockey. I don't know much about it. Yeah, I mean, I try to pretend I know a lot more about football than I do. I love football. I love hockey. I just haven't gotten into it. You know, I mean, unless I have all the sports packages, I don't really get the games. And it wasn't until we got the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Damn, they did good. I tell you, when Vegas does something right, inaugurally, we got our first team, we do it right. And, once we got our team, then, wow, everybody became hockey fans. It was pretty funny. And, and it was interesting because even when we got the Las Vegas Golden Knights, most of us couldn't watch the games on TV. Whether it was our cable network or our DirecTV, I forget which, some of us could not access the games, which was, I think, a big cluster because we really wanted to garner support for the new team. And many people were not watching the initial games of the Golden Knights. And they kept winning, and they kept winning, and they kept winning. And so finally, you know, we get to watch the games. Now, but you guys are going to notice something a little peculiar. Have you noticed that a lot of people are not using capital letters, right, in their postings or on social media? Well, it's because Las Vegas has, and I don't want to use the term banned, I'm going to use that very, very loosely, but we are not using capital letters, as the Las Vegas Golden Knights are playing the Washington Capitals. And even the Welcome to Las Vegas sign, I have this on my website, apparently city officials took the Las Vegas Welcome sign and took out the capital letters. We believe the idea came from Chet Buchanan, radio host of a morning show, and he is a friend of mine, smart guy, coming up with this quote, no caps. And so it's now our war cry. It's interesting. I saw this post. This is funny. Hold on a second. I got to pull this up. There was a tweet saying, so the Stanley Cup final will feature a morally bankrupt city that is built on corruption, greed, and deceit against Las Vegas. See, they're talking about Washington. See, that's cool, that's funny. Oh, cool, that's funny. You think they're talking about Vegas, but they're talking about Washington, corruption, greed, deceit. Yeah, you know, let me just say, having been in Vegas since 1981, we have a lot more morality than people give us credit for. I remember in the 90s when we were in the Final Four, UNLV, for basketball, and I was watching an away game, and some idiot, student was holding up a sign saying UNLV, the University of No Legal Values. Idiots, right? And, you know, having lived in Vegas, okay, we've got a lot of churches, we've got a lot of temples, mosques, parks, schools, libraries. We do pretty darn good. You know, a lot of us that live here, we don't gamble. A lot of us that don't, we don't. You know, we're here to make the city beautiful and support the city and, you know, do like what any other city does. Oh, well, there's strip clubs. There's strip clubs in your city, too. Whether you're in Owensboro or Atlantic City or, I don't know, Manhattan, there's strip clubs everywhere. It doesn't mean our city is morally defunct. Now, corruption, greed, and deceit, that does go with Washington, so I do get that. Although I do like this administration a lot more than others. A lot more. So, we have the Golden Knights plane. You won't see a lot of capital letters, not from my end. A lot of us are knighting up, and first game is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. local time on NBC, CBC, Sportsnet, and Fubo TV. I think I've watched one thing on Fubo TV. Yeah, and then game two is going to be May 30th, game three, June 2nd, game four, June 4th, game five, June 7th, if it goes that far, game six, June 10th, and game seven, June 13th, again, if it goes that far. Very exciting time for those of us that love hockey. I am loving it. Still learning it. Loving it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The Ebola death toll has now risen to 12 in the Congo. They say another person has died of a confirmed case of Ebola, bringing the number of fatalities from the latest outbreak to 12. Now, some people say, all right, why are they making such a big deal? It's not like the 11,000 that we saw years ago. Well, it's a huge deal. One death to me is a huge deal. And, yes, it is considered an outbreak when you have a bunch of people in a geographical area that succumb to something dangerous such as this. So, the death happened in Iboko, a rural area in the northwestern Equator province. The health ministry sent a statement. They also have four new suspected cases in the province. So Congo now has 35 confirmed Ebola cases, and they're still testing many more. So So they say health workers have identified people who have been in contact with the patient, so they're already working with them. They're concerned because Iboko, rural Bikoro, and Mibandaka, which is a capital of the province area of 1.2 million, you know, can very easily not be controlled in terms of containment. And so they are deploying more healthcare workers. They're initiating vaccines, etc. The vaccine campaign has already been underway. And 100 healthcare workers have been vaccinated as they are going to be the frontline workers. God bless them. Imagine if you, you know, are hired for a job and then go, all right, you're going to be on the front line of Ebola. And this is day one. And, you know, I wouldn't mind. I'm not afraid of communicable disease. You know, having been in medical school and stuff, I, you know, knowing what these diseases can do is scary. But in medicine, when you start to think about it, that's when you start to make mistakes. Also, when you're careless. But when you get into your zone, you're very well trained. And you know, and you have a sixth sense. So, like, if I have an itch, I'm not going to scratch it. I'm going to train myself to talk away that itch because I know I'm dirty. If I haven't washed my hands, I know I haven't washed my hands. If a certain period of time has passed between hand washing, I already feel it. I already know. You start getting the sense, right? Like, how many of you guys have gone to a movie, left a bathroom, or gone to a restaurant, had to open the bathroom door, and you tell yourself, okay, you know what? Don't touch anything until I wash my hands again because I touched the bathroom door. And then you get in your car, you're like, well, I don't want to touch the steering wheel. And you just keep thinking that. No, it's not an obsession. Just you have this notion that you want to know what? Those areas are still not taken care of. And so you, when you're in medicine, you do that. You know, I mean, have I gotten stuck by needles as a doctor? Absolutely. And as a student. And then you get your HIV testing, your hepatitis C testing, et cetera. Everything's fine. Then you check it again, 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months each year. And, you know, luckily I've been fine. I never got exposed. But, or I should say I never got infected. But have I been exposed? Yeah, of course. You're exposed to tuberculosis. You're exposed to meningitis. You're exposed to flu. You're exposed to a whole variety of things. I've never been exposed to Ebola, thank God. So those people that put themselves out there on the front line, they're not 100% safe. They're not as freaked out as you think there would be. You would be. So, again, symptoms of Ebola is fever, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle pain, and at times you could have internal and external bleeding. The virus is fatal in up to 90% of the cases, depending on the strain. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Again, we are celebrating Memorial Day. We are honoring our troops, our military, the families, and all who have sacrificed. I see this image always every year, and I love posting it. We are the home of the free because of the brave. And I can't thank all who have served in the military and served this country in any capacity that they have as much as we can. I think we underappreciate our military and our veterans. We really underappreciate them. And we should be doing more than just one day. I think we should be doing. And I know we have Veterans Day and all that, but as far as I'm concerned, this should be all year round. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.